when the Washington Times Herald died in the nation's capital, that was a political tragedy. And when the New York Journal American, the New York World Telegram and Sun, the New York Mirror, and the New York Herald Tribune all collapsed within this decade, that was a great, great political tragedy for the people of New York. The New York Times was a better newspaper when they were all alive than it is now that they are gone. And what has happened in the city of New York has happened in other great cities of America. Many, many strong, independent voices have been stilled in this country in recent years. And lacking the vigor of competition, some of those who have survived have, let's face it, grown fat and irresponsible. I offer an example. When 300 congressmen and 59 senators signed a letter endorsing the president's policy in Vietnam, it was news. It was big news. Even the Washington Post and the Baltimore Sun, scarcely house organs for the Nixon administration, placed it prominently in their front pages. Yet the next morning, the New York Times, which considers itself America's paper of record, did not carry a word. Why? Why? The day when the network commentators and even the gentlemen of the New York Times enjoyed a form of diplomatic immunity from comment and criticism of what they said is over.